Okay, we did Sifvav. We didn't know the Mishaburas and Sifvav yet. So, how many Mishaburas, Sifkat and Tess, page Vav. So, the first Dinim Mechara was the person should not walk the Chemis Kufa. So, the Gemara says, this is a quote from the Gemara. The Gemara says, Shadechik Ragle Shkina Kabayachl. It's as if he was sort of pushing away. He's so haughty, he's pushing away Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence. That even though the next din it said a person shouldn't go Gili Rosh for 4 Amos, the din of Kamas Kufa is even less than 4 Amos. The truth is there's nothing to do with walking. Just standing haughtily is a lack of the recognition of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence, which should be engendered by the fact that with awareness we would not be able to stand with that haughtiness.
How does one differentiate between standing up straight because one wants to have good posture and not hurt one's back and standing haughtily? What's the practical difference?
I have no idea. In other words, what the definition of Kamas Kufa is that Chazal is referring to, it's not very, I have not seen clinically very clearly defined in halacha. Okay.
When you see it, you know it. Yeah, right. it's that kind of thing. You know,
right.
You know when you see it.
I do.
Yeah. Then it says a person shouldn't go Dalar Amis with Gili Rosh. Because the covers, but the Mishabura, a fill of a bay sheish patikra. This applies even in a house which has a roof. The reason why he's saying this is because there is a marshal. The marshal actually contemplates that this halacha should only be outside, but inside, when the person is under a roof, then they wouldn't have this halacha. So he's pointing out that this, even though the marshal said like that, the achronim disagree with him. And the truth is, even the marshal himself, we just presented it as a possibility. He didn't say it with any type of definitiveness that's going to be true. And obviously outside, everybody would agree with that there's a problem. Now, there's a Taz he's going to quote. He's going to quote a Taz, which would sort of change that halacha, that even the marshal, possibly even if the marshal said his halacha was true at the time of the marshal, that you know, he would, once the issue of the taz was raised, he would agree to the possibility of the taz. So we'll, instead of doing it backwards, we'll see the taz inside, then we'll go backwards and work it out. Okay. So the Mechaber said that the Isser of going Megillah Rosh is 4 Amos. Then he says, "Umidas Chasidus Mishabur Yud Alef Afilu Pachas Me'arba Amos." Even less than 4 Amos is a problem. Afilu Be'esh Hashena Balayla. Even a person goes to sleep is Umidas Chasidus the Shloah. A person should have something on his head. Now. So this din of the Mechaber, the way the Mishabur is presenting it at first, is the Mechaber is the Ikir Adin, the 4 Amos, the Midas Chasidah is less than 4 Amos. That's how the Magen Avraham understands it. So some take it, they come along and say that no, the Bechalal, there's never a Chiyuv Gomer of wearing a yarmulke. That was only said Litzlim b'Maseim. The Gemara says that the sudra that the Morris of the Chachamim, where they would needed a sudra to cover their head. Sudra Shem l'Reyov. So apparently only Chachamim were makban on covering their head, but general people were not makban on covering their head. So that's the Morris mashma like that. There's a mashua on Shabbos. The Morris of the story with Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, I think it is that. Whereas the Mor goes to a whole series of stories about the issues of mazel. So the Mor says that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, when he was born, the astrologers told his mother that he's going to be a ganav. So she told him always to cover his head, he should have Yerushalmayim. And that, the Morris says the story, one time he was sitting and his head covering slipped off, and next thing he knew he was climbing up the tree and ripping off the figs, stealing the figs. So the Morris says the mazel, the point of the challenge was true, that he did have an tendency towards Geneva, Gazela, but his Yir Shemayim was through his yarmulke, and therefore when he lost the yarmulke, see, he was endangered. So the Marsha over there says, it's not referring to a yarmulke, because he understands that everybody has to wear a yarmulke. Is it referring to a special layer of head covering on top of that, which that only the Chachamim wore? And the Gemara says that the Sudra was Sodesh Shalom Nireya, was referring to that. So this is Machloikas Hadalim the Gemara. Was the Gemara referring to the basic head covering, and therefore it would indicate that there was only something for you special individuals? Or this was, everybody wore something, and this was another layer on top. So that's Machloikas Achorinim, how to learn the Gemara. So he brings both possibilities. So the Marshal learns that the simple reading of the Machaber is the Mikra Din is Dalat Amis, and the Chasidim are Machmer more. Comes the Marshal, and Marshal says, no, the whole thing is Chasidis, not Mikra Din. Okay. So that's the Marshal. So, comes along of a karkos of hataz, the kamam and simon ches. So there's a taz later on. The taz raises the following point: the bismanenu iser gomer midin aliyos begilia rosh. I feel a yeshiva beis or ayn shamatam. So the taz says, even though it was true in the time of the Gemara that a head covering was not mikra din, but bisman azeh a head covering is mikra din. He says the reason is that there's an issue because they have Moshe Leichu, and since by the Goyim they are makbid when they come inside, they take off their hats. It's not considered proper etiquette to wear a hat inside. The way they show respect is by bearing their head. So that becomes Moshe Leichu. The Taz says that now that if we uncover our heads, we have a chashash because Moshe Leichu. So the Taz says. So the Maribrona was interesting. The Maribrona was probably close to 100 years before the Taz. So already that early, already this became the minig by the Goyim, and therefore he could have this concern. Ramosha has a tshuva. He raises the question. Is our Bisman Azeh different than their Bisman Azeh? Right? Now we live in a country where, you know, the Bichlal, it's much more of a secular country, and the Hakpada of yeah hat, no hat, the whole thing doesn't have the significance which they ascribe to it of uncovering their head. So he suggests that nowadays that this is of the Taz does not apply anymore, because it doesn't apply anymore. And therefore the case which he was dealing with was a case of a person who's was having difficulty acquiring a job. This is back in the 60s, early 60s. So in the early 60s, they were able to discriminate. They wouldn't say it in so many words, but they were able to discriminate. If a person was wearing a yarmulke, they couldn't get a job. So Ramosha was matter that the issue of the Taz no longer applies, and you'd be allowed to be, you know, to, if necessary. And Ramosha says it very clearly, and it's true, but he's only allowing it for people which, the question is, part of the question of Parnosa. I once had a guy came to me that, you know, he'll get a job with the yarmulke, but to be able to be promoted to, you know, to six or seven figures, he won't be able to get with a yarmulke. And Ramosha says it's mutter. He said that's not what Ramosha said. Ramosha said a person who didn't have what to support his family. So he was saimach lakula not to wear a yarmulke. If your issue is you'll have what to support your family, the issue is you're not going to make over $1 million a year. That's not what Ramosha was referring to. You know, unless you hold a push that's a child you can't afford to, you know, can't afford otherwise, which I doubt that's it. Ramosha does say, though, that even Bisman Azeh, we'll see later on in the Hilchos Tefillah, that when it comes to davening, the head covering is much more of a requirement. Ramosha says, takes it a step weiter. Ramosha says that much is clear, though, that even Bisman Azeh, that they're not mocked with the head covering, no head covering, but they pray bareheaded. So, but the person to pray bareheaded, you have a problem with Kukuzem Lusalechu. So he has a Maisa, which Ramosha Pasan Halachal Maisa, a person who during Shemoneh Esrei his talus fell back, took the yarmulke with it, and he realized afterwards he'd been davening bareheaded. Ramosha holds that the halacha is tefilosu to Eva, because you're davening, it's just Kukuzem Lusalechu. Your mom is davening the way they daven, Kukuzem Lusalechu, it's tefilosu to Eva, you're not yours, so you'd have to daven again. And Ravadi is the same Shuvah also. They both have that tshuva. So even if you say that it's not mikra din for in general, but for b'shas tefillah, it becomes much more of an issue.
What would be the din on say a single bracha on, you know, say an apple or something, and you realize you did it without your yarmulke on? Would you have to go back and say it again?
Pasha Kordner Rosh, yeah. Cousin Morgan Rom the Philo Bikatam Nokum Lagilum Bikisa Roish Kekhdal Hevelo Ems of the Shmaya. Even young children, it's proper to train them to have their heads covered because they should get your Shemaya. The more we quoted, Kiddush of Shabbos Kuf Nivov, Kasi Reisha Kehechadul Hevi Aloch Ems of the Shemaya. Cover your head. This will in order to give you your Shemaya. Fine. But that oid the Nyan Gilira Roish. That there was what type of covering is necessary? So the famous question always: can the body cover itself? Can the body cover itself? So legabi hilchos tefila. So then you can't use your own body to cover itself. You need a separate covering. So a person the yarmulke alof, he can't use his hand to cover his head. It's not going to solve the problem. But what about this then over here? Then you gilu rosh dai b'kisa yad al rosh. So we got me this halacha over here. Kisei yad al rosh is sufficient. Right. Okay. So he brings over here. So it's a fascinating that the marshal takes it. That even for bracha purposes, again, the Mashal holds it's not mikra din, and he's not worried about the Taz's issue yet. Which the Bir Aloch is, the Sharatzian says that the Mashal would agree to the Taz nowadays. But before the Taz, we tell the Gemara what was required. He held even for bracha was not required, and his raya is a fascinating raya because the more in bracha is, the more it goes to the whole order of getting dressed in the morning. The more it says they would actually say the bracha as they got dressed. The Moral only talks about Oteriyah Sobasifuro, which is for the head covering, way down the line. It sounds like they were making brachas before they had the head covered. So Marshal and the Birak Ra also brings that raya, which the Margan Ram does not accept, and others, you know, so the raya that there was something in their head, it wasn't the full head covering that they're referring to. But Al Kaponim, so regards to the general issue over here of this of the Midas Chassidus for sure, putting your hand on your head suffices. Within Mefala Rosh Shar Begilei Rosh, a person who is picking out nits from his head, lice, you're allowed to uncover your head. You get a haircut, you're allowed to cover your head also. But from Megadim, Shekaz of the Leilah Arba Amos Tachos Arba Shemayim Lo Mahani Bezek Kisei Rosh Levan Beyad. The Primogonim says any which is Nikra Din, Kisiyah doesn't work. So the Machaber is presenting that walking Dalai Lama is outside, according to everybody, needs Kisiyah Rosh, then Yad will not work. Your Yad will not work. Okay.
Will somebody else's Yad work?
Yes, somebody else's Yad would work. The follow Rosh is the revealing of Kinnon.
What if you're all along across the street and the wind blows your yarmulke off your head? What do you do?
If you're an onus, you're an onus. I mean, the best thing is you can cut your head. You always wear a sleeve or you have something. This is also relevant, by the way, by Tachanun. When a person says Tachanun, the way we do Tachanun, the concept of Tachanun is that you're covering your face. So you can't use your hand to cover your face. You can't use your arm to cover your face. You have to use a garment. You can use a shmat also. You can take a paper towel. The same, but just your arm. If a person has a bare arm and that's all he has, that's not sufficient. The Gilei Rosh. She don't go Dalai Lama to be Gilei Rosh. You'd base Koshkin to also Levorich. You can't make a bracha with Gilei Rosh. Who then Lomay to be Gilei Rosh? You can't learn with Gilei Rosh. Even if you're hearing a bracha from somebody else, someone's being mo'ed to you, you have to have your head covered. Lo mahanim is a kisa yad. Kisa yad will not work for that. The yad rosh chad gufa inun. It's all one body. When a guf yochol lachasas is that's where the body can't cover itself. So wherever there's an ikra din that you have to have it covered, so the body cannot cover itself. Okay. V'yesh v'kilim hazeh b'shas hadchak. Then he brings the sandwich of Mako, and that's the marshal, again, which is Mako. So what do you do? A person wakes up in the middle of the night and he wants to drink something and he can't find his yarmulke. So according to the marshal, the Dabba Masha Machasa Rosha Biyodai, so covering your hand with your your head with your hand is sufficient according to the marshal. Abul Yosetov, Mr. Burr says, Linoi Kimasha Olam Noigan, to do what people do. You take the sleeve, pull it down over your hand, and then put it on your head. So you're putting the not just your hand on your head, but your sleeve, the sleeve also. Those have a sharper kisa the chuliyama. You should not make a bracha berush megula. So you're putting on your shorosh. You have to be careful that you're not your head doesn't come. You're not making the bracha when your head is uncovered. Uparuk misarus. The paruk is a toupee, a wig made out of hair. A person should twirl mebegad mitata, even if it has a, like some type of netting inside. So mamash has there's a head covering there. Yesh lesser neimaras ayin shemar sasara sein. If it's made out of hair, it looks like your regular hair. So you have a maras ayin issue that it doesn't look like you're covering your head. Of yesh mekilim, those which are mekel. To say that the mice, your head is covered. So mitzad you, your head is covered. Now the Mishmur says how large the yarmulke has to be. That's not a very. You have to cover your head. What does covering your head mean? That's a very. So it could be a halacha one that will make a difference between when the kisa is meeker or then a kisa is. If the way he presents it before is if the issur is gili roish, so theoretically even a minimal covering is not gili roish. If the issue is kisa roish. So then we have to discuss. There's a shear called kisei arosh. That you know, there is the madrega between, which is not gilui roish, but it's not kisei roish. So it could be the law that will differentiate between the case where it's mikra din, then you need kisei arosh, and the case where it shouldn't be gilui. It's the minis chasidus. The main thing is you shouldn't be gilui roish. So so where we're presenting right now. Inside of the house, the Marshal holds is not a problem. Lesson Dalat Amis, the Mechaber holds is not a problem. Mikir Adin. And you're supposed to do it anyway, but the Mikir Adin. B'shas Bracha is much more Mikir Adin. Going Dalat Amis outside, that seems to be like many of them, that's Mikir Adin. So you would have a different, you could hypothetically have a different size yarmulke for your inside your house, sitting around, then for when you go out to the street. That being said, the shear should be a shear which is, the Marsha says the shear has to be a shear that it's obvious from all directions that your head is covered. You have to wear, you know, so it has to be large enough that a person will come on you from any different angle will be able to visualize the fact that your head is covered. That's the shear that Marsha gives. Okay, then the Mechaber said, a person should check himself in the morning when he gets up to see if he needs to relieve himself. That person should be clean when he presents himself to accept the Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs, the Kriya Shema with Tefillah. You don't have to force him to go to the bathroom. You have to check. But a person checked himself; but he had no need to. He had no urge at that point in time to relieve himself. Then he came in again. Then gufnaki. That's called gufnaki. So there's some people which became like very, you know, intense about this, that they would, you know, do different types of techniques to force themselves to relieve themselves. That's not true. You don't need to do that. You just need to see if you need. If you don't have an urge, you don't have an urge. A person shouldn't, because of, if a person has a real urge, a person has a real urge. But if it's, the person does not aware of an urge, they're just checking to see, it should not be a reason to miss Man Kriya Shema, or even to miss Tefillah B'Tzibur. But if a person does feel that he needs to relieve himself, then he would have to go to the bathroom. Then the Ramah came along and said that it's person should cover his whole body. He shouldn't go barefoot. It's a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says that shoes are very, very significant. And therefore, whatever you need to do, you should make sure you get shoes. Sure, but in the places in the West, the Arab world, where they would go barefoot, so that's mutter. Because of Hashem Ashlo, Dim Oysa Mishum Chuba, Alabonis of Mutter, we can also Dabri Melech, Alabashalom Hilach Yochev. Dabri Melech, representing his availus, he went barefoot as a form of affliction. They used to have a concept, it was called Chuba Zamishkol, that they would just not do tshuva, stop doing something, but they would try and make a kapora by eradicating the pleasure and benefit they got out of the avera by correspondingly having pain to remove that. So it's called tshuva zemishkol. So one of the things was to go barefoot. Of course, barefoot obviously meant in a place where it's going to be uncomfortable. So that was a kapora. So we don't recommend doing that nowadays. But the shlo apparently was still in the time when people were doing that. So he says that that's mutter. I want to tell you something.
What are the elusive David Melech?
After his son was Nifter. No, the baby. That was by the case of the baby.
Was the son from Bathsheba?
Yeah. One second. I thought of something I wanted to tell you. Let me see if I can pull it out. Right. Okay. No. Zok the Mechaber Simon Gimel. So Simon Gimel is a long simon. So there's a lot. It goes to a lot of halachas about how a person should be dividing themselves in the basic kisei. A lot of it is interesting. We'll see. We'll see the applications of Maisa. Aleph, because you cut the basic kisei yermer, he's kabdo mechubonim mechulu v'ashav lenogel lomrei. So the Morris says that the Morris says that each person is walking, he has two malachim which are accompanying him, and it's proper when you come to the basic kisei, they don't go with you into the basic kisei, so you sort of excuse yourself from the malachim that you should have your honor, your respect. I am a ben adam and I have to excuse myself and do what ben adam need to do. Sort of like apologizing to the malach that you're leaving them but going to do this. So Beis Yosef points we don't do this nowadays. The more already says that we don't. That more says it's only a person. That you we're not muksuk that the malachim are accompanying us. If we think that they are, that we think the rechashon of that we have malachim accompanying us, so that's an element of yura of gaiva. So it would be considered an element of gaiva to excuse yourself to the malachim before you go to the bathroom. I remember what I wanted to tell you. Some of you will have a version in your Mishnah Berurah that you'll have a footnote about the case where if they are sordim, there is a law that you have to go bareheaded. So then, Machusadina requires you to go bareheaded. That's what the footnote says. Pasha's that footnote was there put there because of the censor, the few Mishaburas in places like that where the Mishaburas sort of like throw something in the poskim the people after them pointed out that it probably was there because of the censor. You couldn't get it published. You couldn't get your sefer published without the censor getting through, looking at it, giving his imprimatur on it. So you need to write certain things. Apparently, they were very machmen on this. Okay, Mishaburah Sivkatan Aleph Akshav. Ki'ein onu muzakim liyirei shemayim mishamalakim alavim nesana. We are not assumed to be people of with the Yir Shemayim, of the level of Yir Shemayim. That we can assume that Malachim are accompanying us, that we should therefore then request them to stay while we relieve ourselves. So even though on Friday night, we assume that we have malachim, and we say shalom aleichem to the malachim. Everybody says that, which means we assume that we're chashav enough on Friday night to get malachim, but on Tuesday afternoon, not. So he says, what's the difference? So the difference on Friday night, the ikar point is that they're coming not so much to malava us, but they're coming to out the covenant of Shabbos to sort of represent the covenant of Shabbos in the person's bias. Whereas this is, Rishon sends us a special malachim to accompany us. So Mehecha Tesi, you're one of those people that's going to get malachim. There's a the Maaseh Dishah brings a fascinating Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer was not like to say this quietly to himself. So I guess the Chassam Sofer sort of had this hargasha that there were malachim with him.
Maybe he saw them.
So it could be he saw them. So, but he wouldn't say it loudly, obviously, because that was like there, you know, was there not there Hanova. But if they're there, you have to excuse yourself. And the more says you have to excuse yourself. So what's he supposed to do? And he has a Mitzvah, right? So we don't have that problem. But he had the problem. So he had to say it. So he said it quietly. Okay, Sif Beis Yetsunova Beis Akise. So even the Beis Akise, where a person is relieving themselves. Remember we pointed out that Rav Moshe was differentiated between a bathroom, which has a shower or a bath, where the derech, where there's a stand, the person would stand without clothing, therefore you can get dressed there in the morning without clothing, as opposed to if it's only not a full bath, but rather, or even a shower, it's just a toilet there. So the halacha is that you're not supposed to uncover yourself totally. So there, he said, you don't have that leniency to stand there getting undressed without covering yourself. So even the basic keys of the halacha, the person has to keep himself mitznius. A person should not uncover himself until he sits down, and vice versa, he doesn't stand up being uncovered. It's not proper that two people should go together at the same time. By you don't speak in the basic kisei. We shuradel is badei mishum sinus, and you should have a private area that people or someone else should come in. That's all considered derech sinus. Now the language over here is for men. So the Gemara actually was different and say women is different. And it was an interesting reason because the basic Hizah was outside of the city. Because Chazal wanted Badafka, they should go in groups because otherwise we're afraid that somebody would take advantage of the woman being all by herself over there and take advantage of the woman. So this way they would go in pairs and they would talk to each other, so there was a constant awareness that everybody's okay. So that's a special thing about women. But otherwise it's not a place for conversation. So a person should not stand up uncovered. Well, Yelcho, a person shouldn't go there by himself, together with somebody else. If it's a place where it's a little bit, it's not safe. So Yelcho Echol Liniach Yoda Al Rosh Shederach Hachalon. So they can make what the Morris says that they would make it like a opening into the basic kisei from outside, and the other person would stick his hand in, put his hand on his head, so like he's with him. Lavach lo yira pirui, that the person who's accompanying him should not see the individual being uncovered. To go into the bathroom directly, not to stand outside, but to go inside. Also, filling mishtoy ayim achim akot and shebadas mutar lekones with a young child, it's mutar lekon. If there is a significant need, possibly that's mutter. The deeper is mutter, not when the person is actually emptying his body, not relieving himself. He's getting dressed, he's getting undressed, etc. If not, Avatar Gadol is also during the time a person is actually relieving himself, it's also to speak. So now the person, the door didn't lock, and they're afraid somebody's about to come in. They should make a grunt. They shouldn't speak. When the women go out to the Besekise, should be sort of be mayim, like out in the fields, or because the Besekise has been in his halo, or in the city. They should speak. That people should be aware they're there, and the men shouldn't go in there mistakenly. It's also a reason. And they go in. They do go in. They do go in pairs, as opposed to by men. You shouldn't go in pairs. The interesting shaila, in other words, is this a basic kisei the halacha, or is this a relieving yourself the halacha? And nafkamina is there's this big discussion. We'll see later on. What is the status of the basic kisei which we have nowadays? There's a basic kisei of the Gemara, which was clearly a halacha, but basic kisei. And then you have the basic kisei nowadays, which it's cleaner, it flushes down, etc. The more it introduces a basic kisei, so persoi. Basic kisei persoi was they made it in such a way that the tzoya didn't stay there; it immediately rolled away. It was there was an opening in the ground, and it was at a slant, and the person would relieve into the hole and would roll away, and the pit where it sat was further away. So our bathrooms are like that. On the other hand, that happened automatically. Over here, you have to flush it. So this is Machlokes, the discussion. The Chazon Ish raises the question. Ravadi talks about it. They talk about how do we judge our basic kisei nowadays. So if we say that our basic kisei is not a basic kisei, Ravadi says, but Malka Matzara, if you're assuming that our basic kisei is more lenient, so would that mean you're allowed to talk? That's clearly Beishan Nifna, it's also. That's a separate issue. But while the person is actually being nifna, a person can't speak, is not supposed to speak. But what about the first stage? So that's, or is this baklal? This is a sneeze, and a person is going to leave himself. It's not a place to have a conversation. So whether it's a fancy basic kisei or not a fancy basic kisei, it's not a place for conversations. So the application of it. So this question is debated. You have to figure out if our basic kisei is the basic kisei or perseum, and even if it is, does it have relevance to this halacha? It has relevance to many other halachas, the halachas of basic kisei or perseum. There wasn't an issur of being mahar b'divrei Torah there. So important halachas. Okay. The next sif is something which we're, you know, we just take it. We come and told this is the fact. Apparently, you know, the concept of witchcraft, etc. One of the places that it connects to the world of tumah and loneliness, etc. That's where it connects to. So, in the basic kisei was an area where the issues of kishuv had a role, and therefore the more says imroitza lemashrish rafiat tabas. Person wants to rub in the opening in order to generate an urge to help him go to the bathroom. He wants to rub over there b'tzrar or b'kesem, either with a little rock or with a piece of wood. So more so, you should not use a piece of cheres. Piece of cheres, by doing so, you're opening yourself up for a kishuv. But even if a person does it with these other items, in order to open up his body openings and relieve himself, the more tells me that's a fact. I have no idea, you know, what exactly how kishuv works. But the more tells me that's a fact. That's a fact. So a person wants to do this act of mishmosh, he should do it when he's standing. The mashmish, he made a gimel shaburach of cotton hay. He made a yochel iponus. The people would do this because they were having difficulty relieving themselves. So the Mora says that there are other eitzes besides this. So the act of standing up, walking a little bit, sitting, and then sitting down, and then standing up again and walking a little bit, that process helps the person relieve themselves. And the Mor says that you go dalad amos and then you sit down again. Or you see a diet, I mean, Devar Mecherim, or the person should be totally focused on the act of relieving himself, but it also helps. Period. Well, you put on a person should not be, the Mor says a person, or the Sivri says a person shouldn't do the act of Nifna standing. I'm not sure exactly what the issue is, but again, this is an area which take it as facts, and that's it. It's all it here.